Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Randy Batson, a graduate of the History and Philosophy Department of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, April 12, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that new modern structures were being erected in Bridgetown. The newspaper informed that new buildings in the capital city were under construction, several of which remain today, maybe with some modifications, while others were being demolished. On Lower Broad Street, for example, a new, modern, and attractive two-story building, described as being the first of its type in the island, was being erected across the street from the plantation's limited building. It was to house the offices of Messrs. Gardiner Austin and Company Limited, as well as the traffic department of Trans-Canada Airlines and Canadian National Steamships. Gardiner Austin and Company were also simultaneously refurbishing another two-story building they owned, located next to the aforementioned one. According to the advocate, when all the works were completed, that part of Broad Street would become the most modern part of the city. Over on the southern end of Bridgetown, on Bay Street, opposite Aquatic Gap, the eventual home of the manufacturers of Juicy was nearing completion. It was being done in such a manner as to allow the business trucks to enter the premises, be loaded with the company's drink products, and leave without having to reverse onto the street. The newspaper prophesied that the venture would bring jobs to many Barbadians. Another relatively new company, Chelsea Garage, established in 1950, opened their gas and service station business in the former YMCA building. Following renovation and modernization of the premises, part of the renovation involved the demolition of a high wall surrounding the grounds, as well as the removal of an existing blind corner in the area. The company housed its parts, bicycle, paints, gas and oil departments, new car showroom and workshop all on the ground floor of the building, with the offices and storage rooms upstairs. Notably, there was a large parking area, which, according to the advocate, significantly alleviated some of the challenges with adequate parking space in Bridgetown. A few streets over, General Traders Limited renovated their property located at the junction of Magazine Lane and Robert Street, making for an attractive building, as well as the provision of a wider sidewalk in front of it. Similarly, further along Robert Street, a wider sidewalk was an associated feature of a new building erected by James A. Tudor, a well-known local merchant and industrialist. Whilst all this construction was taking place, several old buildings were being removed from the city, including one building known as the Sailor's Rest, situated along Bay Street. On Swan Street, attractively colored tiles were being laid out by the various merchants there. Apparently, according to the newspaper, reported on this day, April 12, 1951, these changes caused one visitor to remark that Bridgetown may soon look like Puerto Rico with its snow-white miniature skyscrapers.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.